Welcome to Shenanigans. Hey, hey, it's Aisha.
Hey, it's Jenny.
Yo, baby, what's up? It's Tyra.
And we are a dose of melanin empowerment that is a reminder of how bomb you are and how dope you can be. Featuring edutainment about beauty, life, and health, mixed with a true depiction of how strong she can be. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, I mean, not all hell no. I'm very happy for her. But the first verse of this caption I read was, I'm 54 and I've never been married. And it's an engagement announcement.
Welcome to Shenanigans.
Shit.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, is it ever too late?
It's not.
Look. I mean, listen, 54 is kind of young, though.
54 is middle age.
Yeah, it's middle age, young.
Middle? People are dying at like 65, 70 years old.
That's young.
I understand. So I'm saying, like, that's like end of life.
No. 54? My like, 54? Wait, 54.
That's like Q4.
No, I feel like 54, a long time ago, I feel like 54 was probably.
It was young before.
I feel like it before it wasn't. I feel like 54 was like, okay, dang, they getting up there.
Because my mother is literally 51. 54
is like young.
My mother's 51 and she's young. So,
I understand. I'm just saying.
No, people live until like their 80s. Dying at 65 is young.
It is.
Okay.
Just imagine, but, like, you don't got no kids in the house. You don't got nobody to worry about. You 54. You doing your thing. You
a new love. There, a new
traveling,
life.
Traveling. You about to hit retirement.
What is sex like at
54? About to have that money.
It's probably good.
It's probably a little shriveled.
Dribble. Speak for yourself, but I'm still be popping. I'm gonna still be popping this WAP at 54. Ooh,
shit. That was a whole icebreaker. Hilarious.
All right. Well, welcome back to another episode.
Oh, shit. Are we recording now?
The whole time.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Wow. Of course. Well, welcome back.
Hi, guys.
This is the shit we talk about before we get on with y'all.
Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. She's not going to stop laughing. That's Aisha's laugh.
That was Q4.
She's sick. We got Jenny. And or aka Papa.
She has a new Papa. Name. Jenny definitely has a new name.
Jenny,
I need
has
all
a new
y'all.
Name. Ooh, her name girl. Is Papa.
Papa fans. Papa fans unite, because y'all be on it with Jenny.
They do.
Every episode.
They love Jenny. They love Jenny. Make sure y'all hit her up on her birthday. It's coming up.
Yes.
September 17th. She's a Virgo.
Ooh.
All day.
She acts like one.
Very much so. You have myself, Tyra, and we are 3LW.
Oh, my God.
And- JK.
Last time we was Destiny Child, but you know, we gotta switch it up every now and then.
You know, we gotta switch
it up. Keep y'all on y'all toes.
Exactly. All right, so we're gonna pop this thing off with an icebreaker.
Yes.
And the icebreaker this week is, if you could get one more season of a show that is no longer being aired, what would it be?
For me, it would have to be Martin.
Martin.
Mm. Yes.
Martin.
Yeah, it's to be the show.
Okay, that's a good one.
That is a good one. This is probably like semi-controversial, but I would love to see another season of The Cosby Show.
Okay.
That was like my show. And I mean, we do have like black family shows now, like Blackish and different things
like
that.
I just feel like it's different.
But it was different.
It's so different.
I would love to see like the kids being parents type of thing. And like how it's weaved into like their parents and how Cliff and Claire, parented them. I think that would be cool.
I think I want to see a newer show.
Mm-hmm.
new season, and it would be Star. It got canceled. Yeah. And that last episode, I was like, y'all can't have all this happen.
I know. I didn't and follow
then,
it.
I thought about going back and watching. Mm-hmm. I only watched a few episodes, too, but they were good.
I also feel that way about Moesha, because the last episode, a lot of stuff happened, too. And then,
and then nothing.
Nothing. I'm like, can the writers give me?
Like
Yes. Those are some good ones, though. Yeah. So, if y'all have a show that y'all want to have one more season of, let us know on Instagram or Twitter.
Shows were just so different back then.
They were.
It was just so much, I don't know, better.
The writing.
Everything was better back then. Songs.
Yeah, it just seems like they're trying to act. Like, it doesn't come natural.
Yeah.
Or all these reboots.
They felt like, literally, like you said, natural. Like, these are real people. It didn't feel scripty.
Yeah.
Like, I can read the script through watching this. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, because when I was younger, I didn't understand how these people didn't date in real life. What you mean?
What you mean they're not together?
What you mean Cliff and Claire ain't together? What? They be kissing on each other?
They be loving on each other?
It was a shock to me. This acting?
That's hilarious.
I thought this was real. I thought Martin and Gina was real.
Right.
Just to find out they didn't really like each other at the end. Well, she didn't like him. She lied on him. But that's another story for another day.
Ooh.
But who would have known?
Right.
Who would have known that they did not mess with each other like that?
That's some acting.
That's
for
some
sure.
acting.
Cause ain't no way I'm being on all them seasons.
And I don't mess with you like that.
And I don't mess with you like that. And we live together.
We together.
I would say we together.
We together.
Kiss and hug and
we engaged and then married. Oh. What? Mm-mm. I ain't gonna make it. How y'all gonna write me off?
Okay.
Create me like flashback scenes like they do on How to Get Away with Murder and all this other shit when people be dead. Just write me off and just keep me on payroll with some flashbacks.
I don't think it happens like that. That's why I'm not an actor.
I feel bad for the shows that gotta come back next year. We can talk about that on the next one or something. We can talk about that now.
You're talking about, like, with the recording?
Yeah,
with
recording
and
COVID. Like, this is stupid.
It is very stupid.
Issa Rae retweeted this. It was like, damn. It was a tweet that she retweeted. And it was like, damn, Young and the Restless or, like, one of those type of shows really got them on here kissing mannequins. And it was like,
it looked like
they were standing in front of a person. And then when it moved, you could see that it wasn't a real person, and then it zoomed out again.
Are you serious?
And so she retweeted it and was like, I'm going to have a lot of fun fucking all these mannequins next season.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, no.
Are you serious?
I kid you not. I was scrolling. I said, oh, no. Yeah.
So you can see that the mannequin was in front of the man? I'm like, I need to see this.
I'm going
to
send it. I'm going to show y'all now. I sent it to Keisha yesterday.
Yeah, but then there was a show on Hulu that was literally titled Love During Corona or something like that. And it's a show. And
what?
I'm like, how y'all doing this show? That's what the show is called. It's not a reality TV show. It's
it's
a scripted show. It's on Hulu. I think it's like called Love During the Time of Corona. I'm like, y'all got real creative with that title.
Oh, shit. This is why I'm laughing.
Wait, what?
Now they know.
We gonna retweet this so y'all can see it if y'all
please show Jenny.
Look at this. Yo, whoever that person is, laugh just like me.
No, they don't.
When I can't breathe.
Oh yeah, and you about to pass out like that one day. Because you did.
Damn, Tyra.
Because you did.
Well, I mean, I guess
the little white thing.
Oh my gosh. Jenny.
What?
You can't tell. This is exactly why they did that for people like you.
Oh my goodness.
Look at this wig.
Well, okay, I mean, I guess.
Right there. Right there, that was a mannequin.
That was a fake person.
That's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
She said, like.
Yeah. So I've been reading a lot about shows and recording next year. What's the show? Pose.
I love.
They're trying to figure out what to do because they're like, do we have a season where we literally don't have balls because they have so many people? Mm-hmm. And so they're like, we don't know. Like, how do we write this out? How do we have scenes where people aren't having sex? Like, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, how they going to have sex?
They're not.
That sucks.
Or are they just going to like push back recording?
That
yeah,
sucks.
I think that's like. Mm-hmm. They're either trying to figure things out or they're just going to push it back.
This is just a whole
mess.
Before we even get into next year, we have to talk about this year, which would be our hot topic today. We're going to talk about this last quarter of the year.
It's a lot. Like,
how did it get here?
I have no idea.
And I have nothing to show for it.
We're here.
We are here in like, the last... quarter of the year. This is it.
I feel like that's what we have to show for it. I feel like being alive right. this year
being alive
is like
this what you get.
That's the goal. Like not even trying to be funny. But
no,
like,
no, seriously.
But
just
like
saying,
serious.
Yes.
Just being because alive there's so much well. Shit. Yes, being alive and mm-hmm. well and like you know, just navigating all the dynamics, like, and just staying well throughout that. I feel like that's the goal.
No, that's real.
What do y'all have planned this year for the rest of this quarter?
I really hope that, you know, COVID, like how things are, it kind of stays tamed because I want to do some type of traveling. Yeah, I know, but I'm saying like, you know, it's not what it was like when it first happened.
But yes, it is.
And so, it seems like, I don't know. We're not quarantined. I'll say that. It's like,
and that's
we
the
can.
Problem. That's the problem. The thing is, the numbers are still the same.
Yeah.
And it's because we opened everything up, mm-hmm. but it's like, everybody's just acting like it just doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it doesn't go away just because in your mind it goes
right,
away.
Right.
So that's the problem. The perception is that, oh, it's dying down. Mm-hmm. But really, it's not.
Yeah. Well, it just seems like.
I know.
I don't think that it's necessarily dying down, but I don't know. I mean, has it gotten worse?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
I think it's like.
I want to do some type of like. I mean, even if
and just
because like,
we opened up like me, stuff, uh-huh, that's yeah, it. And yeah. also, but I feel like,
and not all places that like the places I usually go to, I feel comfortable going to because they be on people's heads. Like,
yeah.
No, we are at 25%. Sorry, you got to wait a long time. Like, this is all the people this we can have in, or you have to wear your mask when you walk around.
Yeah.
And, you know, and yeah, it's annoying, but I appreciate them abiding by the guidelines because there are places that have been on the news recently and they having full-blown concerts and parties.
Yeah,
ain't nobody
yeah.
got masks on. They clearly got a packed house and it's like, how irresponsible.
Right? Yeah.
You clearly don't care about your customers, nor your sales, nor your employees.
Yes, yeah. I appreciate all the social distancing. I wish people would social distance from me for the rest of my life. But so I do appreciate that. But I think that the media isn't making a big freak out about it. So everybody's
because
just tired of
people,
it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like, I think with opening things up, because the problem is when they shut everything down and they opened it up, it wasn't the peak hadn't really settled.
Yeah.
Just yet. And so I think we should have like stayed in lockdown longer.
Yeah.
But we didn't, so it's inevitable to see a spike again. Like, we knew mm-hmm. that was going to happen, even with the social distancing, but it's just the fact that we're around each other more.
Yeah.
So, the perception is, it seems like, oh, it's going away, but it's really not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. Yeah. But, yes, you want to travel. Where you yes. want to go?
Long story we're short.
Saying all
yes.
of that after that.
That's what I want to do, but I honestly don't know if I will because I don't know how I feel about traveling. I don't know how I feel about getting on a plane. Like, if I did travel somewhere, I would probably, like, drive there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really, like, have a specific place, I guess. I just want to kind of do, like even if it's, like, a day road trip somewhere.
Yeah.
Just to get, kind of, just to get away.
Yeah.
But that, yeah, I can't remember the rest of the stuff now.
That you have planned
yes.
for the year?
Yeah.
You're moving.
Well, yeah, that.
That's a big deal.
I just want to, like, outside of wanting to, like, travel a little bit, like, I don't know if I have, like, any set things of what I want to do. I just want to, like, be well and be, like, in a, not saying I'm in a bad mental space, but just be like, or continue to stay in like a healthy mental space.
Yeah.
And just to kind of figure out, cause I've kind of considered like different things that I wanted to do as far as my career, but I really want to take time. Like once I move to kind of figure out like what's next for me. Because you know, like with me being done with school last year, like I kind of felt like I didn't necessarily want to move too fast, and I was just letting myself just like letting things work out, like work itself out. But now I just want to be like more intentional on like figuring out what it is that I want to do.
Yeah.
And not like being scared to like take a step forward in the middle of COVID, because I don't, it's like, you know, I know my job is pretty secure, and I'm like, I don't want to make a move and then end up going somewhere and then, you know, we go back quarantine and then I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So just not trying to be afraid of what would happen. So
yeah, what you got planned for the rest of the year?
Well, I am gonna travel
definitely
and on an airplane.
Don't have a choice.
Don't have a choice, like, because I, you know, y'all know I don't like car rides, and it's past my car ride limit. So I'm gonna have to get on the airplane and just, you know, I have a lot of safe posts from throughout the year, people traveling during COVID and tips and things like that. So I'm going to just tap into those and be as safe as I can, but I have to. So yeah, looking forward to it though. Cause having
very much
been,
so.
You know, mm-hmm. not a damn place,
not
this whole, you know, since March, literally since the week before COVID was announced to be here. Yeah.
So it's like, I need to
go somewhere. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that, and it's just going to be, October's going to be packed and interesting. I'm also kind of like Jenny, like, I'm being real, not a real, kind of aggressive at work, because I need a promotion, and so I've just been, like, trying to really lean into leadership opportunities and making sure I'm really showing what I can do, so to speak, but also being very clear about where I'm trying to go. And so just leaning into that more. And now I have like a lot of projects I'm working on the side. I'm trying to put out 3 new journals by the end of the year because I'm crazy, but also because they were put on my heart to do, and I start mm-hmm. working on them simultaneously. So I'm trying to get them all out. So I'm working on that too.
Exciting.
Yeah. And hopefully, you know, I find a boyfriend.
That would be nice.
That would be so nice.
Oh my gosh.
I actually want one.
I would like to date. I
just I'm like, we were talking about that. That's kind of where I'm at. Like,
yes. I would like to be liked.
To be like in a healthy, like
in a
health situation, you know, relationship or whatever it looks like.
Yeah.
And it to just be like a mutual thing.
Yeah.
A like very mature
type
of connection.
Yeah. Someone who just wants to, who wants is the key word, wants to be around.
Yes.
Who's intentional with their time and proactive with their plans. Yeah. And so that would be great.
It would be lovely.
To end the year with.
I agree, because I am a clean slate. there is no one.
So yeah,
there's no one. I have no hoes. I don't have anything.
No hoes.
Not a one.
Mm-hmm.
People who have tried to talk to me, probably people that I've dated before, and that energy has passed. I would say no. I politely decline.
Yeah. No, I need like new people.
Yes.
I need to meet someone completely new.
Yes, I need new energy.
Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping for that.
I don't know how.
And to lose some weight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is on. I've been, yes.
Yeah. I just need to lose. Even if I just lose this little quarantine weight I picked up, I'll be happy with that. Mm-hmm. I'll be happy to end the year where I started mm-hmm. this year. I'll be completely comfortable with that. So I'm hoping to have a trainer by the end of the year and work like at least 1 or 2 solid months with them
mm-hmm.
before 2020 is over.
Yeah. I feel like I can't go on these trips with this body.
You know, the trips are in the month.
They are, but I can start in the month.
I'm not saying you can't. I'm saying, I'm telling myself this. The trips are in the month, Aisha. Do what you can.
Right, right.
You know? And so I'm going to do what I can. But I think I am. I keep being scared about this shit, and I just have to get over it. I am going to go back to the gym this month.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
COVID has just made me like...
Oh,
really? Well, so nervous about everything.
Yeah, I've been going to the gym.
Have you?
Yeah, but like I go to Planet
You've been
Fitness.
Going to the Y?
No, Planet Fitness. Still. But Planet Fitness is smaller than the Y.
Yeah,
and it has not been that packed, and that you know they have things like you know machines like social distance like apart, and so like I feel okay with going, and I make sure I go like early in the morning or late, so it's not a lot of people.
Yeah.
But going somewhere like the Y or like I had went to LA Fitness, like, and it was like packed, and I'm like, I don't feel comfortable because it's like there's no way you can social distance.
Yeah.
Because it's so packed, but yeah.
Yeah. I wish that we would have heard that word last year, just to be warned. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, the top word for 2020 is going to be social distancing.
Yeah.
Just to give us a warning. Like, what the fuck is that?
To get mentally prepared.
To get mentally prepared. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I am going to go back this month. But I really miss, like, my classes at the Y. And that's what I really want to do.
Yeah.
And I know they're doing them at one location, but it's waitlist only.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. We'll see. But I have to go back this year, even if I just go in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Like early.
Yeah. This month, I mean. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could lose 10 pounds before my trip. When I say this body, I mean whatever this weight is, just a little bit. Like realistically.
Like our favorite filter.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Just a little bit. Like I can fit this dress that I bought. I just want to look better in
it. Yeah, I understand.
But you know, by the end of the year, I don't have like a goal. I'll know it when I see it.
Right.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
For me, it's definitely more like the visuals.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll know it when I see it. Mm. That type of thing. So yes. And these trips, I'm just gonna, I personally know people who have traveled. So that has made me better. And people who are germaphobes too.
Yeah.
So that has made me better. So I'm just gonna wear my mask. In my goggles, because I'm gonna get some.
Yeah, I should get some of those.
Yeah, they have them on Amazon.
Okay.
I'm gonna just, you know, because one of our flights is like 3 hours. Ooh. So just go to sleep.
I'm like, I just need a Benadryl or something at that point. Just take my ass to sleep because I'm gonna just overthink it. No, yeah. I don't mind it, but I'm gonna just be sitting there thinking about germs the whole time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And think about these goggles being on my face. Like, that sounds like so uncomfortable.
They have like safe, like, you know, like the safety. They don't have to be weird. They don't have to be okay. Don't stress. It's gonna be fine.
It's gonna be fine. I think the only thing that stresses me out is coming back home to Tristan afterwards. Mm-hmm. Every time, like, I think that's the only thing I'm like, eh. But I also think I had COVID like in December before they knew COVID was here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm also like that tap dances in the back of my head often, but we'll see. Just keep doing what I'm doing.
Just doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Is all.
Make sure you clean and stuff like that. Like when you get back.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Do all that clean stuff. And
yes.
It's just stupid.
This is.
I just can't believe we're still here.
We are. Is there anything else y'all are looking forward to? The holidays, maybe? Nobody has even cared. Nobody has cared a thing. In my mind, Christmas is canceled because I'm going on all these trips, so ain't nobody gonna get no gifts. I don't know.
No, I think, I'm just looking forward to a new year. And despite everything that's happened, but just, you know, I feel like 27 was it was just a lot. I feel like this was probably one of the best yet, like, difficult emotionally and mentally, like, year for me. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, looking forward to next year and what's to come.
Yeah. A new year of life. That's what's up.
You know, Yeah, I don't know. I'm just looking forward to probably just to be able to keep evolving myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know last year I told myself to be who I am, like, on the inside, and I've grown into that. But now I'm seeing, like, even a more evolved person. I think it's probably as I'm approaching, I refuse to even think about this, but approaching 30.
30 is not bad.
I know it's not bad, but I just can't believe I'm going to be 30 next year. That doesn't even sound right to me. But I'm looking forward to it. But I think in my mind, I'm seeing like a growner woman. And so I'm just like nurturing that vision. And
you know, that's real.
Let that flourish a bit.
That is real, because I realize the clothes that I've been buying have been different. And I'm like, these clothes are sexy.
That's exactly what I see in my head.
These clothes are sexy, but I am into this. Like, you're gonna wear that. So I'm into that. I can see that. I can see that for sure. I'm like very indifferent about things, but I'm not an indifferent person, so it's a very weird energy just to be like very lackluster about just everything. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not dating anybody. I don't even text anybody. I don't even care. Like, not to put my business out there, but I thought about the last time that I had sex and I was like, oh, okay. And then I just kept on going about my business. I didn't think anything of it. Like, I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, I think things of it.
I have not. I mean,
I have hard feelings.
I just don't feel anything. I don't know. I'm just very indifferent. So whatever this stage is preparing me for, I'm ready for that. Whatever that is. Like, I'm in still waters. That's what I say. But that's better than troubled waters. So I will take it. I will take my stilled waters. But you know, wherever my boyfriend is, if he wants to find me now, I'm here.
We can just go on one date a month, boyfriend, like something.
We can just, I want to go on a date. That's what I said. I want to go on a date. Like,
I was like really, really craving that recently. And I was like, you know what? I also haven't had any dates with my girlfriends. And so I don't know when the hell, I literally, including you, have texted like five people and they're all like, so when are we going to get together? And when are we going to... And so I just need to look at my calendar and just start sprinkling that. And I think that'll help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That works for some people. For some people... No! Why are you laughing? I'm being for real.
It was just it was the how face you, said you it. Made. It was the face of the time.
No, I was being for real. Because for me, I'm that a very...
For some people... But I kind of need a man.
No. Oh, I'm down. Okay, no. I wasn't saying it like that. I was saying for me, I keep up with my friends. It's very spontaneous. If I try to plan it, I'm probably not going to go because I'm really bad about that. I'm trying to get better about honoring my commitments. I have said this to myself. But my friends don't plan. Like, my closest friends don't really plan. It just happens. It's not like a, let's do this. It's like, hey, what you doing? And then we all ain't doing nothing. And so we just, that's just how it is. And then for some people, they have to plan. So I'm saying, because if it's spontaneous, it won't happen just because they have so much other things going on. So sometimes you need to schedule those dates.
I have to schedule those things. I mean, the only time it's spontaneous is if I legit don't have Tristan and people just happen to hit me up on those days, but that's about it.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I like girlfriends dates.
I know.
I do.
I know you do.
I love hanging with my girlies. But yes, I would like to go on a real date too. I would just, you know, I don't know what we would do. I don't know how anybody's going to find me.
I had this one guy who we used to go on dates last year. But, you know, I think he off me. But it's like, you know, we could still just hang out. That's all he wanted. I wasn't on that. But now I'm on that. And now he ain't hitting me back.
It be like that.
Like, dang, we can't just go to dinner? And I'm like, no. And I'm like, can we go to dinner?
Shame on you. Shame on you.
I tried.
Tell me, you just a little delayed. That's all.
That's all. Just a year later.
The energy just delayed a little bit. It happens. Just a little bit. I have somebody like that. We're never interested in each other at the same time. Never. I'm like, this is stupid. We just let it go. Let it go. So what is keeping y'all happy or keeping y'all afloat right now? anything?
I think for me, I mean, it being September, I mean, you know, September, it being
set.
You know what? We not going to do this.
I told y'all last time.
Look, Papa said what Papa said.
Pop
with up. It being my birthday month, uh-huh. I'm not only because it's my birthday month, but I just like September. I like the weather. You know, I'm moving this week, and so just just going into like another phase of this year,
yeah.
And just being excited about that, and you know, excited about what's to come. You know, kind of being excited about dating and what that will look like, and just really being excited about the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, so that's what's keeping me going.
Keeping you going. I think these trips that we have planned are keeping me going because they're for good reasons. Mm-hmm. They're for good happy reasons.
Yeah.
And so I'm like looking forward to those. Is making me happy, and hopefully after that I will have so much fun in October it'll hold me over somehow in mm-hmm. November. I don't know, but that's mainly what I am looking forward to, those trips. Aisha's still contemplating.
I mean, wait, so what's making us happy right now?
Yeah,
or keeping us happy, or yeah. What am I looking forward to, or a mixture of both?
Kind of all the things.
So that's what's keeping me happy. Is
yeah,
what I'm
looking forward. Oh. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah,
gotcha.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, I am looking forward to those trips. I don't know. Shit. I honestly was thinking about that this past week. Not that I was feeling like unhappy. I was just feeling a little blah.
Mm-hmm. Like, eh.
I felt that for like the past couple of weeks. And not because anything is wrong, but yeah. I don't know. I'm just like, man, like
nothing's mm-hmm. happening. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've been kind of just sitting in that mm-hmm. space. Shit. So probably the only thing keeping me happy is mm-hmm.
your therapist. No, that's a big deal.
Talking to her. Mm-hmm. I told her appreciation as soon as we got on the call last week. I was like, just in case none of your clients tell you this, like, I look forward to talking to you.
Yeah.
And like, I enjoy mm-hmm. that we have a connection and we match and that we get things out of these sessions. So. Yeah. Just probably that, and just probably I've been like in a real creative space, even if it's just in my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even if it's just things that I haven't been able to do yet, I'm happy that my creativity kind of hasn't died, like being in this weird right. space.
That's mm-hmm. good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. I think it was like, oh, I'm looking forward to my 30th birthday. And then it came and it was like, mm-hmm. oh, okay, it's here. And I feel great. And now I have some other things mm-hmm. to look forward to, like these two weddings this fall work perfectly for me because I needed that good energy. Because otherwise, I don't know if I would have made it this long. Like, probably be going downhill. Mm-hmm. Downhill fast. So mm-hmm. yeah, that's just what's keeping me going. Lastly, how will this last quarter look differently than the rest of the year for y'all?
Well, I was trapped in the house the first few quarters, right. So I mean, I'm still gonna be safe, but I don't plan to be as trapped
mm-hmm.
for sure. Like, I'm going to have to get some patio brunches in before it gets cold. Like, that's honestly on my to-do list this month. Just, I don't know. And those are very small things. But I think right now, like, the small things are mattering
mm-hmm.
the most. And so just really being conscious of all of the small things, taking in all of the lessons from this year, and just making sure that I'm also not being in a space of complacency. Yeah. Is that the word I'm looking for? Yeah. And just being stagnant. Like, mm-hmm. I made a post about this last week about how just because everything is going crazy in the world doesn't mean that you got to stop your shit from happening for mm-hmm. yourself, or like stop mm-hmm. your goals or things that you want to do. You're not being insensitive to the world by keeping on and living your life. And so just making sure that I'm staying really grounded in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to just, you know, keep trying to make healthy choices for myself.
That's a good one.
That is. That's just the key.
Yeah.
With food and my water consumption and people and the things and trying to work out more.
Yeah.
Like a realistic type of workout, not like a challenge or. Yeah. I didn't want to do that. I want to like start new habits. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And then trying to intentionally stay above like feeling complacent.
Yeah.
Like, blah days happen and sometimes no news is good news if things don't happen, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But like if I'm trying to keep myself from sinking because with everything going on and still being like this, because I had no idea it would still be like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In my mind, I was like, oh, in the spring, I was like, oh, everything will be fine by my birthday. And then it was April and I was like, oh, I got to cancel my trip. Yeah. We ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
And now it's September and this is still.
And people are talking about next summer.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Like the fact that that's really setting in.
Yes.
It's like, oh, okay. Not even just like the rest of this year, but like half of the next one. Cool. You know.
Yes, got it. And I mean, hopefully, you know, this winter, because it'll be cold, people will stay in more, you know, I'm hoping for the best.
Yeah.
But I just try not to get very anxious about it and just be cautious about what I'm doing, being around the same people.
Yeah.
And I'm not really interested in like going out anymore. I went one time and I was like, I am the old bitch in the club, and I just
I felt like that the last time, like before COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I had, and then people were introducing themselves to me, and men were like 23,
saying their ages.
Yes,
ooh,
and
child.
I was like,
and looking grown.
He was looking good.
Good and grown. No,
he was fine.
These 23, 24, 25 year old, like they look.
He
good
was
and
grown, fine.
And I was like, wait, how old?
Yeah, you can't do nothing for me, but you look good.
You're right, this would never work.
Right. I'm saying one time, it's gonna be short lived.
It's very short
for real. So then I was like, yes, I'm finally 30. I can get into the 30 and up places, but COVID. So you know, I just do what I do. Mm-hmm. I be with my main people, be in the house. I really just go kick it on my best friend's patio most of the time. And that's literally it. This weekend was a rare occasion because I was acting like I was young.
Ooh.
Kickbacking and bachelorette partying.
Oh, yeah.
I did do that on Friday.
Yeah, you did.
And then kickback.
I did. I saw that.
Yes. On Friday. It turned out way different than what I expected. I thought this was going to be like a little kumbaya. Let's chill and drink wine like the aunties. Uh-huh. And I walked in to WAP and some shots being poured. And I said, okay. This is what we doing.
Oh, my
okay.
Gosh.
So, you know, I'm hoping for the best. And I had finally a good tarot card reading that said everything that I'm manifesting is going to happen. So hang tight. I don't know when it's going to happen. So I'm going to look forward to that. Yes.
I know. I haven't done a September reading yet. I usually try to do one once a month. I might have to plan that this week. It will be a good time. Hopefully my stars have like switched or something, because the shit was all kind of
mine was
messed
not
up
good.
In August.
Yeah.
Like mine shit was not messed good. Up. They was like, don't make any decisions. Don't do this. Don't do that. It's a whole lot of rules. Like,
what can I do?
What can I do? Especially, I need to see if, you know, this young man who one of my readers said was gonna show himself in November as a new friend who I don't know. I need to make sure he stays in the cards.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I hope so.
Mine keep talking about an old person. I'm like, I don't want no.
She told me my old person ain't going away. She's like, he's still going to be there. However, you will have someone completely.
Well, she don't say.
Oh, listen to Jamie. Listen.
They might.
You hear Papa?
Oh, yeah. I hear Papa.
Yeah, maybe at some point when that new person come, you know.
Jenny said that before. Jenny did say that before. See, mine didn't say that I would deal with my old person. Mine said I'm going to turn them down.
Mm.
But I just don't. Like, talk about something new. Like,
Why is this every time?
Every time. And then I tried to do another one and they said the same thing. And I said, oh, this is for real then. It's not, they not quack. This is for real.
Right.
So, yes, I'm just going to keep on trying to manifest and stay on top of my game. And, you know, hopefully this year will be better than the middle of whatever this was. Because I just think back to Centennial and I was like, we had no idea.
Oh, my gosh. Like, thank God.
Can you imagine? There was no social distancing.
It in February.
Yeah.
It was like,
because it honestly could have been. We talked about doing stuff for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Thank God we had that in February. Like,
and then like 3 weeks later, we were in lockdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is wild.
It's crazy.
But I am glad we had it. I feel so bad. The Zetas didn't get to have their centennial celebration. Mm-hmm. I feel bad.
Yeah. They just had that thing on the circle.
Yeah. And then like their January. But they didn't have like their summer. Their like, summer stuff, what they wanted to do. Dang, it's just messing up everything.
We ain't had no fair. That sounds weird. That probably sounds weird to y'all. But like the Indiana State Fair
is it.
Yeah. It's it. Like, you do not have a summer until you go get.
You can't go back to school.
You can't go back to school.
until
you went to the fair. Like, everyone plans for their fair day or days.
Yes.
Oh, multiple. The summer is, like, close to ending.
Yes.
And you go to the fair. And
yeah.
And everybody's talking about fall. And I'm like, we ain't been to the fair. What the fuck going on? Like, I literally was thinking about that.
I have been holding on to summer for as long as I can. Everybody is like, oh, fall's here. No, it's not. It's still the summer until the end of the month. Oh. And then when it's 60 degrees regularly, okay, I'll accept. But I just don't like the fall because winter's coming after
it. I love
it.
Yeah, I know. Fall.
No, I like fall things.
That's the only reason I don't like it.
I like fall activities, but I don't like the days being shorter. I don't like fall.
Yeah.
I don't like going to work. It's really dark. Up. It's dark when I get off work. I don't like any of those things. So, but I do like fall activities. I didn't already start buying my brown lipstick.
Really?
I did.
That I am looking forward to. I'm gonna buy all these boots. I have nowhere to wear them to. And
I feel like
on your dates with your new person.
My dates with my new person.
Yeah. Yes.
Just to be extra fucking
That's
cute
it.
For him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's it. Yep.
That new person is coming.
Ooh, Jenny.
What?
Ooh, Papa, you're so shady.
She
I'm
is shady.
You're so
she
shady.
Is. I'm being like that ass.
I call her shady. I call her shade earlier, but I just let her do her thing.
I was being serious.
Okay, Jenny, come on.
I don't want to, like, I like fall, and I'm just not looking forward to winter, not only because it's cold, but just knowing that we shouldn't be out as it is already, but knowing that, okay, it's wintertime, and we're going to be in the house, I'm just hoping that, like, I'm able to really, you know, prepare myself mentally for that, because I just feel like this year has been so, it's been a lot happening, and then having to be, you know, quarantined, and then having to not have a summer, and then having to be back in the house for winter. It's just like everything kind of coming full circle. So I really want to like take time to like actually start doing the things that I like, the goals that I had set for myself, and actually like putting those things into like motion, because I feel like, you know, I have all these ideas and I have these thoughts, but then, you know, for whatever reason, whether it's what's happening, time, you know, money, me getting in the way of things, like I really want to like step aside and allow myself to actually do those things, because I feel like that's kind of what's like in between of me actually moving forward in life, and me not, is actually putting all those things into like play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely think that what has saved us this summer is the creative outdoor options.
Yeah.
And the fact that they will not exist in a few months.
Yeah.
It's just going to be interesting times. We're just going to have to be creative inside.
Mm-hmm. I just want to go to a concert so badly, but like, not with other people there. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wish I saw like a Klipsch, you know, the Music Center place. Mm-hmm. They were doing like concerts in your car. Oh. And so it was like every other parking spot, because you could tailgate next to your car.
I didn't see that.
Well, nobody is. It was like country people. So it was like nobody was like.
That we would go.
Yeah, because nobody's on tour. But I'm like, that would have been so
fun. That
would
have been cool. I think that they're one of my favorite parts. Come up with more stuff like that next year.
I'm a fan. I don't like people around me. So
that's like drive-ins. They're about to make a huge comeback.
Yeah. This is crazy. Yep. I'm a fan of all the creatives.
Who's trusting?
The movie theaters. Who is trusting?
No one. No. Y'all didn't clean it before.
At all.
And now.
No, thank you.
Especially the ones with like the couch seat. Mm-hmm.
Oh, please don't make me. Oh, gosh. They didn't clean those. I'm freaking out a little bit. That's why.
They up in there percolating.
Yeah, that's a good word. Them germs are.
Them germs are
straight petri dishing right on over there. Yes.
That's hilarious.
So we're going to go right into our segments.
Where can they chime in? Did we say this already?
Oh, on their 2020? I didn't.
No.
Wrapping up your quarter of 2020, let us know what you're looking forward to, what's keeping you afloat. Give us ideas, you know, and what you got going on this last quarter. And you can hit us up at shenanigans_pod on our Instagram and our Twitter. And now we're going to go into our segment.
Hey.
We're going to be well.
Yes.
And we're going to be loved.
Yeah.
And we're going to be you.
Yes.
And we're going to kick it off with the Be Well segment.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to inhale the good shit. We're going to exhale the bullshit. And we are going to talk about signs of being an empath.
Mm. And then we went there.
Which sounds like y'all familiar with the term.
Yeah.
Y'all think that y'all are? Yes.
Definitely so.
Yeah.
Definitely so.
I do too. But when did y'all, I mean about myself, not about y'all. Mm-hmm. When did y'all realize that y'all were an empath or something along those lines?
I think, I don't really remember. I mean, it's been a while ago, but I think when I, when like people would like share things with me and I would feel those things deeply, and really feel like, you know, like I'm like kind of like connected with the person, but just feel like everything that that person is like feeling.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Aisha?
When did I realize it?
Yeah.
I probably actually learned the term and understood probably like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think as I was just learning more about me, and I always knew, like, for me, it's that I take on other people's feelings, but more so how I'm impacted by things that I hear or see. Mm-hmm. Like, my mom always sends me very disturbing news articles, and I'm always like, I don't want to read this. And then she'll call me about it and start telling me the details. And I'm like, no, like, stop. Like, this is why, because I will dream about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she, I will hear those details and I'll visualize. And it literally throws my whole energy off. So, like, I really started getting real sensitive to, like, stuff like that. So I don't read everything, and I'll read the headline, and that's usually enough for me, and sometimes more than enough. Yeah. So, yeah, I've gotten real sensitive over the last few years.
Yeah. Well, and I think when I think back to it, I think when I realized why I would like to be alone.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would question, like, you know, why do I enjoy being alone so much? And I think it was because, like, I pick up other people's energy.
Yes.
And I just didn't want to always pick someone's energy up. Mm-hmm. And I think that's when I realized, like, that's why. It's not because I don't like people. It's just I don't want to have to sometimes pick those energies up. And there's times when, like,
you know, I mean, people would talk about me, but it's like, I have to, like, I can't sometimes do things on a spur of the moment. Like, I have to be mentally prepared and mm-hmm. know that I have the energy to do whatever it is. I mean, it can be something, you know, small, but yeah.
Yeah. Y'all just did my whole segment, basically. y'all did. I am a Cancer, so I have been an empath since conception. I feel like my whole life has been feelings. But how do y'all cope with being an empath? You said you like to be alone, so mm-hmm. you need that space. Mm-hmm. That's good. What and about?
I also just... like I make sure that I filter what I allow in my space. Mm-hmm. And like when it comes to people, like before, you know, sometimes I would like just sit through certain things, but now like I feel like I'm pretty good at like telling someone like, you know, can we put a pause on this for right now? You know, mm-hmm. Can I like call you back, or, you know, can we talk about this later or whatever? So I feel like now I'm better at communicating when I'm not mentally able to take on that stuff. Yeah. Or, you know, I just make sure that I filter what I allow in.
That's good.
So, yeah.
Well, in addition to what I said about just monitoring like what I read and what I watch and stuff like that, even when it comes to like mess, like I can't,
when it comes to what,
like messy shows and stuff mm-hmm. like that, like I stopped watching like reality TV shows probably 4 years ago. Like I stopped with Love and Hip Hop. I haven't seen that in I don't know how many years.
Yes.
But now I'm like sensitive to all of them. Like I tried to watch Teen Mom because it's always been one of my favorites this past week. And I like was so up and down emotionally watching it that mm-hmm. I was like, okay, maybe I can't mm-hmm. watch this show. Mm-hmm. So I just have to be really mindful. But I also have to be mindful of like low vibrating people. Mm-hmm. People who just literally operate in a space where they vibrate very low. Mm-hmm. So they're just always kind of down, or something's always wrong, or they always got a problem and something's just always not right. And it's like, you can definitely love those people, but I really have to I have to be prepared.
Yes.
For talking to them. And so I honestly will just ignore people sometimes, or just say like, no, I'm sorry, I can't get with you. Because if I'm already like at a high space, I cannot. Yeah. So I try to monitor like who I'm around. And when I talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are times where I'm vibrating really low and I realize that, and it's not necessarily that it's the space I'm trying to be in. Mm-hmm. So I'll go to like the hookah lounge or whatever just to get other people's like higher energy to bring myself up. So it's for me, good. It's about like monitoring like my energy levels with people.
Yeah, because you don't hear people saying like I go somewhere to get a pickup.
That's good.
But I think, I mean, and I don't know if y'all can relate to this, but I think like as an empath, even though sometimes I don't like always being sensitive to things, I think that I appreciate having the ability to know when I am feeling like low, and I am intentional about who I'm around just so I don't bring their spirits down. But I mean, some people don't have the ability to do that, and I don't know if it's like that for all empaths, but I feel like for me, like, you know, I'm very intentional, like if I'm feeling a certain way, because I know how sometimes my energy can come off as if I'm feeling low. Like I don't want to bring other people down or make other people feel a certain way. So that's when I kind of just limit my like interactions that I have with people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like being able to feel. I think it gets such a negative connotation to it, but I like it because this whole like people really pretend like they are just this nonchalant. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of things that I don't care about. I will say that. And that's just more so because I am an empath to protect myself. There's just certain things that I just can't care about everything. Yeah. Yes. But at the same time, like what I can be in this space, like this indifferent space that I'm in. I cannot. This is boring. Like, it's boring and you feel nothing. And so, yes, it kind of sucks when you're sad. But again, it's all temporary. It won't last forever. And the highs are good. So, I don't know.
I think I've done, it's, again, going back to my therapy work too, just done a lot with understanding my whys behind my feelings. Yes. Like, especially when it's been, like, hard to talk about some things, I'll often say, I don't know. And I've just always been like that. She's like, you do know. So, let's get into it. And
so I do, like, that to you.
Yes. So, I've been doing a lot of work of journaling that.
Yes.
No, I feel this way, and it's because of this, and da-da-da-da-da. And really getting that out, because I think sometimes people sit in that space because they don't want to address, like, why.
Yes.
They feel certain ways.
Yeah. Because I will tell myself, it's okay that you feel that way. And that helps me get over it better. Because I'm acknowledging, like, it's fine. And again, it won't last forever. But it's okay that I feel this way because I'm a human.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
Yeah.
And just because I feel this way doesn't mean, it doesn't mean anything. Yeah. It doesn't have to mean anything. But, yeah, it could just be that. So, for people who don't know what an empath is, it is someone who is, like, highly aware of their emotions and those around them. And they feel the emotions of other people. I like to call these people energy absorbers.
Yes.
Because that is literally, you're literally, like, an energy sponge.
Yeah.
Is what you are. So, if you are questioning whether you are an empath, Jenny and Aisha basically said all my points, which is just going to reiterate everything. But the first one is, you have good intention. You're highly intuitive. I feel like, you know, I could be a PI. I could be a private investigator because I could put some stuff together. Yes, like, you know what I mean? Like, I could put some stuff together. Two, people turn to you a lot for advice or to vent all the time. I have some friends who are, they will ask before, like, are you in a space where I can vent to you?
I wish more people asked that.
Yeah, people do that to me.
Yeah.
And I think that is really good. I think people should do that more. Please ask people. Yeah, should do that more. Yes.
Or I've started teaching my friend, this probably isn't really related, but it just made me think about things that you can say to certain people, navigating, like, your people close to you. And one of my friends who I talk to often about, like, all my shit, sometimes people don't know what to say. And so they're like, oh, I understand. I, like, hate it. It actually, like, triggers me because I'm like, no, you actually don't understand. Or they try to relate it to something.
It's like, you don't have to always.
And so, I don't know. That just made me think about that.
Another sign is you can be overwhelmed in intimate relationships and closeness. And intimacy can overwhelm you. Especially if you are a person who can pick up on your partner's energy very quickly. And you don't really have, like, a reason. Like, you know what I mean? A hard reason of, I can tell something is off with them, but I can't figure out
why. They're not talking about why.
And I like to pick and choose my battles. So it's like, I don't want to make an argument out of something, but it's like, something, our communication is just different. Even the slightest thing. And even positive emotions can overwhelm you too. Jenny, you can relate over there. Another thing that Aisha talked about is tragic or violent events on TV can incapacitate you. Like, I cannot watch the news. I like to read my news anyways, but I don't, I cannot. I can't do a lot of the things.
I haven't in months.
I can't. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't. Another one is you have a hard time setting boundaries, especially towards people that you care about.
Read me.
I mean, it is a real thing. I think that people think that selfishness comes off like a bad thing. And it's not all the time, because you really have to put yourself first. And so if you, when you do that, people, oh, you're selfish. You know what I mean? It automatically turns left. But it's like, I don't have nothing to give you if I don't have nothing to give myself. So, like, I can't keep pouring into your situations and I'm not doing anything about my own. So, but yes, work on your boundaries with your people.
And then I think, too, boundaries is also, for this specifically, it's like, but I don't want them to feel like we literally take on, but if I put this boundary in place, they're going to feel like this. And because they feel like this is going to make me feel like X, Y, and Z. And that's a really hard one for me.
I think I used to struggle with that a lot, but I think, you know, this year I really told myself, like, you know, not saying that I, you know, don't care about other people, because it's not what I'm saying, but I really told myself, like, I'm at all costs, I'm going to prioritize my well-being and my mental state, and, you know, that's just what it's going to be, you know. And just really, I really worked on, like, setting boundaries with everybody and really only giving out what I can give. Mm-hmm. And at that point, you know, drawing the line and saying, yeah, I'm sorry, this is what I can give, and that's all I can. So
she sure set a lot of boundaries with me this year.
She who?
You.
What I do? What I do?
Jenny's let me go on one date with her.
Just, oh my God.
Just stressful. She's like, that's all I got. No, one, this one time.
No.
Lastly, you need time to recharge. Because that's it.
Weekly, daily.
That's what I tell people. I don't know. I never feel lonely. Like, I don't know. I like to, I mean, COVID is a totally different thing. But for the most part,
yeah,
I go to work. I literally am giving myself all day. Mm-hmm. I come home, there's nobody here. So it's like, I love it. Mm-hmm. My day's off. I know.
I get so excited.
I get days off in a row.
Go home, sit on the couch.
I love it. Yes. And nobody's here. Nobody's here. I love it. Nice. I wake up, nobody's here.
Oh my God.
I sit here all day for hours and no one's here. And I just love it. So yeah.
Yeah.
Funny.
My sides literally combat each other with that, because there are days where I'm like, I know I need to be by myself, but I also want the energy of other people. So then I'd be like, oh, I could go somewhere and get a little energetic recharge. I could stay home and do nothing. Mm-hmm. And they don't always go together.
Yes, because I'm very much an ambivert. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I need equal parts of being loved on and being left alone.
Yeah.
So they do combat each other some days. It's just like, oh, I do want to do something, but also I don't want to make the energy to do something.
Yes, mm-hmm.
With
yes.
people. Like, I just don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But or I want to
be like, you went to such and so place. Why didn't you tell me? Cause I wanted to go alone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. I legit did want to go alone. Yes. It was nice having other people around me.
Yes.
But I did not want to sit and talk to anyone.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I realized, like, somebody was having something and I was like, I really have no reason not to go. I just want to sit on my couch. But they invited me, so I'm going to go. I'm trying to step out of my social comfort zone, because I have very bad social anxiety about going places with people that I don't know.
Yeah.
But every time that I've done it, it's been fine. Mm-hmm. So it's just me.
Yeah.
But still, it's different for me.
I feel you.
It cripples me. Like,
I just want to go.
It cripples me. I've been doing it. I went to I went to Ilari by myself. I can't believe I did that, but I did. I knew people that were there when I got there, but I was like, none of my friends are coming, so I'm just gonna go. Yeah. I put my clothes on and I went.
I want to go to the one next week. It's gonna be outside.
It was all ages, and I'm nothing.
Okay, I thought that's what I saw. Yeah. And I thought I was
it's
I
all ages.
Was all ages?
Yeah.
So that means like under 18?
Yeah.
Under 18?
Yeah.
How that work?
Well, I don't know about under 18. Well, it's like is it during the day? I feel like it was kind of early because it's outside.
Right.
I feel like it was kind of early. But even 18,
I'm assuming
I don't
people didn't
be
have
anybody.
Masks on.
No, it hasn't happened.
It hasn't happened yet.
No, I'm saying like the one that did happen though. Wasn't there one? Are we talking about the same thing? That
there was a daycation.
Oh, daycation. Never mind.
There was a daycation. I think you had needed a mask on when you walked never mind. In. But okay. I saw people didn't have them on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I saw there was like a Lari, but I think it was very small. It was like maybe.
Oh, yeah. Like their anniversary.
Okay. Yeah.
No,
they had
I was
to wear masks.
About daycation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. You know, but this one is, I'm maybe 18. I don't know. 18 and up. But
yeah,
what do
all ages.
I am 30.
What
am I going to do? I don't want to be in a place with anybody under 25.
I thought I saw that and I didn't know what that meant. And I was like, I'm going to go back and read that later because that's maybe I'm tripping.
Yeah. It's at all ages. I don't know if that means like 18 and up, but I don't want to be, because it said 21 and up to drink. So I don't want to be around anybody under 25 if we're keeping it a buck. So I don't think that's the thing for me. But I love Laurie.
I know, me
love
too.
Love it. It's a good time. So yeah, those are some signs if you're an empath. Maybe another episode we'll talk about how to, you know, navigate being an empath, ways you can cope or something. You know, if you are one, you know where to hit us up. Let us know. Do you resonate with some of these signs?
Yeah.
You know?
Because it may be you.
It could be you.
You may have found your people.
You may. Welcome.
Welcome home.
Refreshments are in the back. And we're going to switch on over to our beloved segment.
Dun, dun, dun.
With Aisha.
Well, I'm going to try to keep this light and fluffy. I'm going to attempt. But I wanted just to talk about, like, grief. Because there's just been so much death, for lack of better words, this year. Just with COVID, just regular life, with Black lives. Like, I just feel like we are surrounded by death announcements. Like, there was like literally a week where I was like, I'm just gonna log off, because every time I get on, somebody is saying that somebody passed. Yeah. And I'm just really don't know what's happening right now.
Yeah.
And then I felt like there was just a lot of commentary about how people were grieving, especially with like Chadwick passing away just the other week, and yeah, just how people were reacting to that. Like, Twitter, you know, you have the full spectrum of like grief going on, and then everyone becomes a grief expert.
Oh,
and
gosh.
It just becomes a lot. Like,
right.
So how have y'all like realized this, or, you know, felt this like as the year has been going on, or just like throughout the summer, of just like a lot of gloominess when it comes to like death? And have you seen people reacting to different announcements related to that?
Yes. I just feel like all year, I feel like my heart has just been heavy, like, all year.
Yeah.
Just, like, real heavy, and just feeling, like, just, you know, sadness for all the people, like families, you know, who's experiencing it.
Yeah.
But then also, like, I mean, just, you know, with social media, I think that, you know, social media never fails us. I mean, people always will have something. Like, it will always be, like you said, like on Twitter, like, it's the complete spectrum, but people will always have like something, you know, to say. And I don't know. And maybe that's why, you know, there's certain things that I just do not like. I just won't get on, like, during, like, right after, like, you know, Chadwick's passing. Like, you know, I was on social media, but I just kind of stayed off for a while, because I knew people were gonna you know, have comments. And so, just, you know, just always just saying something, you know, when it's like, sometimes it's just unnecessary. Just let things be. So
How about you? What was the question? I feel like it's a lot of things.
Just how have you felt with just like all the gloom, like the gloomy times of just like death, and with all the different scenarios from this year? And then have you perceived like everyone's reactions to different announcements related to that?
I feel like a lot of people this year that are like in our age group have lost their parents.
Yeah.
And that is very weird.
Yes.
It is very strange.
Yeah.
And makes me uncomfortable, because that is hard to deal with. And I think that ever since my nephew passed away, I've always felt like death was so close to me, you know? And so I feel like people are always gonna have something to say about everything, like you said, especially when it comes to social media,
yeah,
and people expecting people to say something, or like they're just never gonna be happy. And I just want to say, oh brother, give it a rest.
I know.
Like,
yeah,
give it a rest. Like, I don't think that it is unusual to be affected by somebody's death that you didn't know,
mm-hmm,
because these are like public figures.
Yeah,
unexpected. But what I really wish it what would happen is it would allow people to be more gracious with each, yeah, other, and let, yeah, you know how short life is. But that doesn't last long.
Yeah,
it's like 2 days and everybody is kumbaya, mm-hmm, and then they're back to their regular. Yeah, but it just made me feel very sad for all the people that have either lost somebody because of COVID or just lost somebody this year, because again, mm-hmm, I can name quite a few people in our age group who have lost parents.
Yeah,
and that's so sad.
Yeah. And I think too, kind of like what you said, I think that it just puts, it's like a constant reality check that life is like fragile.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very much so.
Life is very fragile and death is very permanent.
Yep.
And I think that we get very removed from that. We're just living our day to day. Not that we have to go around thinking every, right, day that life is short, but yes. I mean, I think that we're so shocked when people pass because we don't think in that context. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, oh, everybody gonna live to their 100, mm-hmm, and that's not necessarily the case. And yeah, so I don't know. I think as I was navigating like my own grief over the last few weeks with my mother-in-law passing away, although she was very sick, but being very strong,
mm-hmm,
at the same time. So a lot of times, not that I will forget, but I will forget.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, like I know that you're sick, but then like, not really.
Yeah.
It was still unexpected. Like, she was literally fine one day and then not a few days later. Mm-hmm. And it all happened very quickly. And so it really left me in a state of shock.
Yeah.
And I just literally, I was telling my therapist, I was like, I just never thought about her dying.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just don't think about anyone dying.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it just makes you cherish like life more. But as I was like navigating it, in navigating people trying to navigate me,
mm-hmm,
it really like put even more things in perspective with Chadwick, with like Kobe, mm-hmm, with like all the COVID passing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just, I literally felt all of those things at one time. It was just taking all the things in. It just made me write down a few thoughts. So I just wanted to share like how you can help yourself or help others like navigate, mm-hmm, grief in a loving way. Because I think that that's important to keep, yeah, in perspective, because I mean, like, you just never know
happening. Like, yeah. I mean, I don't really think I've even, I mean, before now, I don't think I've ever even heard anyone talking about, well, let's talk about how, or let me share with you how you can navigate grief during this, mm-hmm, time. Mm-hmm. And not only with deaths, but just like where the world is at, and just grieving. Like I don't life think, in like, general. I think that that's, yeah, so necessary. And I don't think, yeah, I've heard or seen or anything about how to grieve, mm-hmm, all of this, mm-hmm, this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, that's good. That's actually really good perspective, because people don't also think about just grieving situations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember being very in this weird space a few months ago, and my therapist literally said, you're grieving your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And,
yeah,
I was like, oh my God. Like, I just hadn't, yeah, thought about it, mm-hmm, in that way. She's like, you're grieving what your life was. You're, mm-hmm, grieving what you thought your life was about to be.
Mm-hmm.
That is all of the emotions you're going through. And I think we all do that
when, yeah, yes,
things happen, doors get shut, we go through the
process, and you don't really know what it is, because I feel, yeah, like grief is always related to death.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah, that's really good perspective,
yeah,
too.
Because I found myself grieving people that are still living but, yeah, just no longer in my, yeah, life.
Yes, yes,
because it's,
yes,
like at, ooh, one point, yeah, in,
yes,
time,
I didn't hear.
Yes. No, I'm like real high.
I just think about I think about people who were like a part of my everyday life, yes, and now, yes, they're just suddenly not yes. in it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they are still alive.
Yes.
But it's like, how does that happen? And we know how it happens. Mm-hmm. And even going through the process of grieving somebody who was in your life that did you wrong, mm-hmm. and they're not in your life because they did you wrong now. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm angry at you, but I'm still sad that you did yes. this to mm-hmm. me.
Yes.
And I'm still sad that you're no longer here. Mm-hmm. And that's just a mm-hmm. lot of things mm-hmm. to feel. At
you
one
compromise,
time.
Compromise. I can't remember if that's the exact word, but compromising is even a step of grief. It's like, okay, but like, what do I need to do mm-hmm. to make this different?
Yeah.
Like, how can you still be around?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And then you end up self-sabotaging yourself that yes. way. Because yes. most of the time, if people do you wrong, and it's that extensive that y'all don't need to communicate anymore, then y'all don't need to recommunicate. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. people aren't perfect. There are yeah. going to be things, but I'm talking about like things that are obviously blatant disrespect.
Yeah.
And now we don't talk anymore. Yeah. And now it's like, you're just living your life. Mm-hmm. And I'm just living my life. Like, we just were never a part of each other's lives.
Yeah.
Friends, boyfriends.
Mm-hmm. Just
all the people, they're yeah. just gone.
Yeah.
That is wild.
I know. It's crazy. Well, I will say a few brief ways you can handle it is to allow yourself to feel and don't guilt yourself. Like, don't feel guilty for feeling the way that you do.
Yeah.
Like, I think although this is related to death specifically, but definitely could have other examples. Although I knew my connection to my mother-in-law, mm-hmm. and I didn't call her. I called her mom. So I'm going to say mom, but just know that my actual mom did not pass away. But although I knew my connection to mom, like I definitely went through this weird, but me and Nick aren't together. But then that doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And oh, but she's not my mom, but she is my mom. Like mm-hmm. I really went through this weird.
Yes.
And where I was like feeling guilty for feeling so sad.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so it was mm-hmm. like, no, you kind of just have to let yourself feel. Mm-hmm. And I think that you can feel like that with anything.
Mm-hmm.
Know that it's okay to need time alone.
Yeah.
Like, I think that sometimes, especially when, like, one of my friends was sharing that when she heard the news that Chadwick had passed away, she was really upset, and she was around a group of people and they weren't as upset as she was. Mm-hmm. And it really made her feel isolated, and she was just like, I could just think I need to go home. And mm-hmm. she kind of felt bad mm-hmm. about that, and I was like, no, like, you did what was mm-hmm.
what you needed right, to do
what you needed to right. do. And so you have to like be okay with feeling like that, and people yeah. will reach out, and it's okay mm-hmm. to be like, I kind of need a break. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. So don't feel bad for taking that a long time. Also, in that same regard, don't judge or punish others for how they handle the news.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because everyone handles things in their own way. Mm-hmm. And we can't be judgmental about that.
The only right.
thing you can do is navigate yourself. And then don't lose your joy too, because then I think after coming out of sadness, it's this weird, I don't want to be happy because I should still feel sad mm-hmm. type of thing. But it's okay to still find, you're supposed to find happiness and joy and kind of move out of that stage, and you can't feel guilty about that. Also, and then just reflecting that life is a gift, like we talked about, like, mm-hmm. literally there are no specific days, and just being happy that we all are still around and have time and have things to plan and do and look forward to. So just making sure that we cherish that the best we can too.
Mm-hmm.
Anything y'all would add?
I think with all of this that has happened this year and like some of the most recent things, I think that I've been asking myself, like, you know, like you said, like, death is permanent, and at some point, you know, we're all going to die. And I think I just asked myself, like, you know, like, if I died tomorrow, am I gonna be happy with the life that I lived? Mm-hmm. And just being faced with that response, and mm-hmm. like, okay, well, if I'm not, like, what do I need to do to make sure that if I died tomorrow that I would be happy with mm-hmm. the things that I did and wouldn't have any regrets?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what's probably been motivating what I've been thinking about mm-hmm. doing. almost think about how we started this, which is Q4. I'm like, yeah, I could actually push myself a little harder, even if it's just personally. Mm-hmm. Like, there are some things that I can do better, yeah, and really push myself with, because I think about that.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be sad.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, and you could be fine, and it could be years. Mm-hmm. It could be just one random thing. And yeah, then that literally happened to me, and I caught myself crying about my grandma, and I was like, mm-hmm, oh fuck. And then I was fine. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it happened. So grieving is for it, just like death is permanent. I feel like you grieve for a long time, because mm-hmm, this person is like not in your life. Yeah. And it's okay. Like, you're gonna be fine, and then you're gonna move on with your life. But that doesn't mean that they're not with you, mm-hmm, or that you still don't feel sad about it. Mm-hmm. But it's okay if you do.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that we, like, on our podcast, we talk a lot about, like, or at least I feel like in my segment specifically, I've talked a lot about, you know, feelings and, you know, acknowledging and accepting your feelings. And, you know, if you're feeling sad or down, know that that's not a bad thing. It's just a feeling, and, you know, allowing yourself to feel. And I think you may have mentioned this already, but, you know, like, when you do experience something like that, like, you have to give yourself time to, yeah, grieve.
Yeah.
Because if not, like, if you're trying to, like, suppress those feelings, they're just gonna come back there. And you, yeah, just really need to allow yourself to grieve, and to get through that, and know that, okay, well, this is a process, this is what I need to go through, and that, you know, when you get to the end, that, you know, you're gonna be okay, like, mm-hmm, Trevor said.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
We held it together.
Yeah, we held it together. I don't know how I'm about to talk about this, but it is the only thing on my heart.
We're not gonna keep dwelling. I'm like, on this.
Don't ask me how I'm doing, because the tear goes.
Don't ask me any questions. I can't get any more specific than I have.
Please.
That's literally all I got.
Let's not.
Before I'm like on the cusp.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to move right along. Shimmy on down to Jenny with the BU segment.
Yes. And well, I hope that what my segment is about isn't going to be too heavy for people either. Which I think that we know, we've heard this summer, we've gone through this, but for me, until recently, I didn't really put two and two together and kind of consider it to be what it is. But have y'all ever heard of, like, resilient burnout?
Nope.
I don't think that I have.
Okay. So, I mean, we know what burnout is, mm-hmm, right? So resilience burnout is the, like, exhaustion from having to meet your, like, daily adversity and stress, but with strength. Like, over the years, like, I know that I've built, like, you know, different things that I've gone through. I've built up, like, this resilience. And I think that, you know, before in our podcast, we talked about, like, the superwoman syndrome and, mm-hmm, you know, Black women or women in general having to, you know, always be strong for people, and be strong for themselves. And so resilience burnout is basically, you know, having to stay strong while experiencing all the, you know, things that we're faced with on a day-to-day basis. And I feel like for me, this really hit home because I just think about 2020 and everything that we've been faced with, and, you know, still having to, you know, show up for work. You know, if you're a parent, having to get, you know, your kids up and be okay for them, having to do e-learning, having to do all these things while the world is literally, like, in shambles. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, you know, knowing what that term means is really, at least it's been beneficial for me, because I feel like, you know, a lot of the feelings I've been feeling, that's what it's been. It's been resilience burnout, and just really feeling like, I don't want to do this no more. You know, I don't want to do this no more. But have y'all been, or are you, I mean, after me explaining what that is, like, do you feel like y'all right there now when it comes to resilience burnout, or have you been, like, this year at all? And if so, like, what did that feel or look like for you?
I feel like as a Black woman, I'm always burned out resiliently,
mm-hmm,
all the time.
Resiliently.
I do. I have caught myself saying I am tired of being tired,
mm-hmm,
like, all the time. Not all the time, but I know I've said it several times in my life. I'm tired of now, being tired.
Now I know for me, like I would say, like, you know, I'm just tired of this, but then I just kind of leave it at that and I just kind of deal with it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I've really taken the time to not deal with it and really address, okay, well, what can I do to not, to, you know, just be tired and know that things don't have to be that way, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, how have you, like, handled that?
No.
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 Okay.
I'm being honest. I don't know. I think it's just been a lot, like, things just happen and things stop happening and things happen again and they stop happening. But I don't think I've really, like, oh, I don't know what to do to make myself not be tired of life. Mm-hmm. Because I have being a woman against me and I have being black against me.
Yeah, there's so many layers to it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this is just my life. Mm-hmm. I don't know
how else to kind of, it's like you can't escape it. Yes. Like, this is my life and yes, this is my reality and this is what I'm faced with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've seen a lot of posts that are kind of related to this about, and they're usually from black women, of I'm tired of being strong. I've seen mm-hmm. a lot of those this year. And I think that when I get to that point, I usually say, and I have to say it out loud, and I usually have to say it to someone, is I really don't feel like doing this shit today. And like, and it literally means mm-hmm. all of the things. I don't want to do shit.
Right.
I don't want to be nobody. I don't want to be somebody to anybody.
Right.
You know, I don't want anyone to need me today. Like, I just yes. kind of need to go and to just be me.
Mm-hmm.
By myself.
Alone.
By myself and whatever that means. And I need to shut out from the world. Like, all the things. Mm-hmm. And so I usually have to say that out loud. And it's for me to acknowledge it and then be okay with that. And then I usually don't do shit. Like, mm-hmm. that's the day that I go through the drive-thru for my kid. That is the day where I ain't cooking dinner, you know, or yeah. something, you know, just something where I don't feel the pressure of having to be everybody.
Yes.
And so I try to find ways to take pressure off of me feeling like I have to be. Mm-hmm. And so even if it's, hey, yeah, I'm going to work today, but I ain't going to work too hard.
Yeah.
Don't ask me to cut this fucking camera on, mm-hmm. on these Zoom calls. Like, I'm not talkative today. If you want to know why, I'll be sure to send you a list. Mm-hmm. Like, and I just have to be real about that. I yeah. just don't lean out of it. I lean into it. And I just be my attitude for the day.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's just my normal self, though. Oh, I didn't know gosh. That was a thing.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
That is my normal self. I walk into work some days and I'm like, I'm just going to do the bare minimum of I'm nursing
gonna get the job done.
That yeah. I can do. I'm going to make it all through all these yeah. 12 hours and everybody is going to make it alive. And yeah. that is, we're all going to walk out of here alive mm-hmm. today. Like, I cannot give any more of just these things
yeah.
that
yeah.
I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
And it'd be like that some days. And yeah. yeah, I don't like being a somebody to a lot of people, but that's probably just how my life is set up. Mm-hmm. So I cannot imagine when I am a somebody to people, what is that going to look like? Because I've just been a somebody to myself yeah. for so long.
I literally last week at one day, I was so fucking tired. I didn't know how I was about to go pick my child up. And I was just like, I'm going to close my eyes for 20 minutes and go pick his ass up. And then we got back to the house and he looking at me with full energy, okay? And I was like, Tristan, mom's going to lay on this couch and she going to turn on your favorite movie. And you can come lay on the couch with me. That's all I have to offer today. Like, you'll be fed, you'll be changed. You have a wonderful night. But, like, that's literally all mom has. Like, we can't do any activities. We're not going to the park. Like, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. I really actually have felt guilty about days where I felt like that. Especially yeah. if I have them for the weekend and I'm in that space. I'm like, damn, I didn't do shit with you. And it really makes me feel shitty.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to not feel like that.
No, don't. Yeah. Because yeah. you're just living. Like,
yeah. I mean, you're doing the best that
you're doing,
you can.
You're doing life.
That's what I have to
yeah.
say.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, you're doing the best that you can with everything that you have going on, which yeah.
poor Aisha, I know that that can be a lot. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I think I've been annoyed because I've, like I said, just still been weird with COVID and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want to take you to the park, but I don't. Like, is there any parks where there's no children?
Yeah.
And no parents. Like, no. And like, where are there places where I don't have to pay $30 for both of us to go hang out?
Yeah.
And that has just really set in. And I was sitting in that energy space and I was just like, well, we're just going to stay home. But I really felt bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, whatever.
So, like, since, you know, the stuff that we are faced with, that's pretty much, like, our reality. Like, when you all are beginning to feel like, okay, I'm having this, like, resilience burnout. Like, what's the tell sign for y'all that it's like, yeah, I'm here and I need to just, like, take time? Like, are there any, like, specific signs that you know that you've reached your limit and I have nothing else to, like, offer or give at this point?
I think my tolerance of things gets short.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I get like that, I become very direct. And then when I become very direct, sometimes it comes off bitchy. And mm-hmm. I don't really want to be like that. But that's literally just my energy. I have accepted I am who I am.
Mm-hmm.
People have accepted that I am who I am. But I know that I'm there when right. I'm like, yeah. My fuse is very short.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like I'm gonna be mad. I don't have like a temper, but it's just like, yeah, I can't. Like, that's when I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like,
yeah. And you probably should spend some intentional time with yourself.
Yeah.
At that point, because, yeah. And just regroup, have to come to Jesus with yourself.
Yeah.
And then you can reconnect with the people. But I literally just need to disconnect. And it don't have to be like for a whole day, it just needs to be some time. But right. I feel like I have to regularly do that.
Mm hmm.
But yeah, when I feel like, yeah, fuck all this shit, when I feel like that, that's when I know. That's when I know, all right, you a little burnt out of life.
Yeah,
a little bit. Yeah,
yeah, my patience gets real short.
Yes,
real short. And yeah, so that's usually like my lead-in signal. Is my patience gets short. My next signal is probably like the end of the spectrum for some people, but it's really like the mm-hmm. middle for me, is I don't want to get out of bed. I'd be like, I really don't want to get up today.
Yeah.
And so that's usually like, oh, okay, you don't want to get up today? Like, what's up? Like, what's wrong? You don't want to go start your day? Uh-huh. And it's just everything feels really hard.
Yeah.
Getting up. Getting dressed, mm-hmm. making coffee, like all those things feel hard. I probably feel that way at least once a week.
Mm-hmm.
See, I used to feel like that all the time in mm-hmm. my old apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since I've moved, I never feel like that.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, there are some days I will go from the bed to the couch.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like, there are some days I'm like, I just don't feel like doing anything today.
Yeah.
And then I just accept that that is okay. And then I won't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, but I haven't felt like getting out of bed is debilitating for me. I haven't mm-hmm. felt like that mm-hmm. since I moved.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's like the energy.
Yeah. It could be. Yeah.
I think so. I think it's probably the energy because mm-hmm. I don't feel that way.
Yeah.
Anymore.
And plus this apartment has a lot of lightning.
Girl,
so is this very light?
I mean, so much natural yeah, light. So like it's very hard.
Yeah.
And I'm not a person, like naturally, I'm not a person that can stay in bed. Like once I get in my bed,
mm-hmm.
I'm out in 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Once I wake up, I'm like, okay, I may lay here for an hour, but I really don't like to lay in bed a lot.
Yeah,
but that's
the same
just
way.
Mm-hmm. But I can go lay on the couch. But also, right. I'm not gonna sleep on the couch all night.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm not a person that will fall asleep on the couch and then be out
yeah.
all night. I have to get in my bed. That's just, that's yeah. literally
like I'll
just,
fall asleep, but then I'll get up like after a few hours. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, it's time for me to get in the bed.
Yeah. So yes, but I've been there, I just haven't been there.
I feel like for me, like I'm a type of person where I'm willing to compromise, but I think when I'm at the point where I'm like, yeah, that's not I can't do that, then I know, okay, I've reached my limit. I'm not willing to compromise. My no is a no. Cause sometimes it's hard for me to say no to people because mm-hmm. I wanna, you know, whatever it is, like I wanna be able to help or whatever. And it's like, when I get to a point where it's like, yeah, no, can't do that, not willing to compromise, then I know, okay, well, I need to take a step back and, you know, spend some time to myself and re-energize.
Yeah.
So, just some ways that, you know, when you're feeling like you're at that end point and you just feel just like you've given all your strength and you don't really have anything else left to give, what you can do to make sure you kind of get out of that feelings is just practice like self-compassion, you know, asking yourself, like, what do you need? How can you show up for yourself? Even if it's, you know, doing like, you know, getting up and making breakfast and laying back down, and not, you know, not feeling bad for doing that and not feeling like, okay, well, I didn't do everything that I should have done or that I had on my list today, but I did do these things. And so just, you know, showing yourself grace for everything that you did do or accomplish and not the stuff that you didn't do. And then just owning your feelings and acknowledging them. Like, I mean, I think that we've kind of reiterated that throughout the whole episode, but really truly, you know, asking yourself, like, this is how, or telling yourself, this is where I'm at right now, I'm going to acknowledge my feelings. Because I think that by doing that, I feel like when you ignore your feelings, you're not like building that trusting relationship with yourself. And I feel like for me, I've realized, like, when I've tried to tell myself, oh, well, it's not okay to feel this way, or I don't feel this way, like, I'm not learning to trust myself and then having that relationship that I want with myself. And then also saying no to the things that you don't want to do and saying yes to what you do need. And just remembering that, you know, we're all human and we have our limits, and knowing that it's okay if you say no. I mean, sometimes you have to give yourself that voice and let other people know where your boundaries are.
Yeah.
And then let's see, just be willing to like delegate things that you can. So like, you know, if it's like at work or if you have kids or, you know, even like with friends, like if they're willing to help you, like allow people to do what they're willing to do for you, because sometimes it's hard having to, you know, always have all that on your back. And I know for me, like, I've always been a type of person where, like, you know, I'm gonna do it all myself, I don't need nobody's help. Not because I didn't want to, but it was hard for me to receive other people's help because I felt like, okay, if I don't do it, then I'm not gonna expect somebody else to do it. So just, you know, being willing to delegate those tasks. And then lastly, forgive yourself and others. And I think for me, that's really been important because when it comes to, like, you know, relationships with my family, there's been things that I haven't, you know, forgiven people for, which have prevented me from being able to ask for help because I feel like, okay, well, you know, I don't want to talk to you, I don't trust that you're gonna do what, you know, you say you're gonna do. And so just being able to forgive them for those things so you can receive help if they're willing or asking to help you.
That's a good one.
So yeah,
that's
a good one.
Yep. Y'all want to add anything else or have anything that you want to add to?
Shit, no, Jenny.
I think every point.
Especially the, like, because on days where I don't want to get up, I do say, okay, just get up and brew some coffee. Just get up and make you something to eat. Like, at least start there.
Yeah.
I try to figure out where can I start. And just kind of go from there. So that one really resonated with me.
For me, it's like, go take a shower. And then I immediately feel better. Like, I can be more productive after I take a shower. So, yes.
I feel like I've gotten a lot better at asking myself, like, you know, what am I willing to do? What am I able to do? And whatever I'm able to do within that scope, that's what I'm going to do. And then, you know, I'll move on to tomorrow, see what I can do that day. You know, I'm literally taking things day by day.
No, that's so, real. Because I'm good to say, I'm good for, I ain't got that in me today.
Oh, absolutely. I think also, too, when it comes to dating, like, in the past, I used to be able to compromise with so many things, especially if they weren't good. And now I have caught myself, and I think really for like the first time, I caught myself saying, yeah, I'm never going to get back with that person. Mm-hmm. They did this, and like, I'm never going to be okay with it. Mm-hmm. And so, no, if they come back, it's just a hard no for me. Mm-hmm. And so now I see myself saying, yeah, this is a hard no for me. So it has kept me, mm-hmm. or I hope it will, like, in the future, keep me from going through that struggle love phase. Mm-hmm. Because you can get burnt out from that too, yeah. when you constantly are dating new people and it's always some type of struggle. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it shouldn't have to be like
no, that. It shouldn't have to mm-hmm. be like that. And then you're burnt out because it's like all this dating has sucked so much out of me because so many bad things or dysfunctional things have happened mm-hmm. yeah. when it shouldn't be like that. So, yeah.
Don't get me started. I can't talk about that.
I think that's just why I'm not dating anybody too, because my no's when it comes to my dating world have just been legit no's, and I have like again have had mm-hmm. like love offers and stuff, and I just will say no mm-hmm. even from people, like even from somebody specifically who I know would probably give me everything that I want, but it's that it comes with a lot of stuff from yeah. that person mm-hmm. and I'm like no mm-hmm. I just no, and it's okay that it's a no.
Yeah,
I don't have to like you because you're nice,
right?
Yeah. I don't have to be into you because you're into me.
It's a trap. Yeah. It's
like a trap. It is a trap.
I think being able to say no like that, like going back to that relationship with yourself, like you're yes. teaching yourself, like yes. this is what I'm not willing to accept.
Yep.
And even though, okay, yeah, I know you know may do things for me, like no, this is not what I want, you know, and just being okay with sitting in that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good. You gonna wrap us up with a she-spiration?
Show y'all. Okay. All right, so to wrap all this up, because I feel like we talked about some really good stuff, just remember that focus on the step in front of you and not the entire staircase. So what we were talking about, you know, the day-to-day thing, like speaking. All you can do is focus on that next step and do what you can each day. And at some point you will get to the bottom or to the end of that staircase, and all those little steps are going to add up to the end.
Mm. Oh, Jenny.
You yeah. should
bring it through, Jenny. Bring it through.
Yes, just
bring
wrap it all.
Wrap
up.
It all up with a yes. bow. Yes. She-spirational.
Yes.
Bow.
I love that micro steps are steps.
Yes.
I tell that to myself and my friend. It is our mantra to each other all the time.
Love it.
Micro steps are steps. Yep. All right. This is a great episode.
Great episode.
You know, thanks for bearing with us as we recollect ourselves.
Yes, thanks for coming back.
Again, you can catch us at shenanigans_pod on Instagram and Twitter. And, you know, we're the Strength of She team. So you can also follow our pages at Strength of She. Ooh. And go to our website, strengthofshe.com.
Yes.
You know, and we will catch you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.